I think that the chasm that is opening is actually widening by the day in regards to East-West funding in Donegal. And I think every attempt has been made by the council centrally to strengthen the eastern part of our county at the expense of the western seaboard. And whilst we talk about the Wild Atlantic Way along the western corridor of Donegal, I think that is but a small part of plans that the council would have for the whole of Donegal. I think they need to refocus and look at a bit of equity across all of the county. And in particular, the point that I was making was that when we look at the millions that are being spent in walkways and greenways in the eastern half of our county, vis-a-vis the pittance or the small amount of money that has been spent in the west of our county. And indeed, the idea and initiative first came in the west of Donegal. Now, fabulous work has been done there by community groups. But only for community groups that work would not have been done. When we see in the eastern side of our county, the council are leading projects, spending millions of euros, and we are being left in the halfpenny place in the west of our county. And it is time that we speak up and rally support to try to, I suppose, sort out the imbalance that is existing within our county.
So it's not necessarily that the investment's not coming from, you know, outside of the county. You're laying the blame, or at least quite a portion of the blame, with the council not representing the western half of the county as you want them to.
Well, I think that'd be a fair summation of it. I do believe that the council are focusing, and I'm saying the council, I mean the executives in Lifford, are focusing too much on the eastern side of our county, and they are not putting forward the western side of our county, the Gaeltacht area, the seaboard of our county, and indeed I would include the northern part of our county in that. They are focusing too much on the eastern part of our county, whilst it may be more populated. We look at tourists who come, they want to spend time in the west of our county because of the amenities that are available there. But the investment that our council is putting into amenities in the west of our county is downright pitiful and needs to be addressed and needs to be balanced.